A tapestry of emotions. We gear up for the 80th anniversary of VE Day on the 8th of May, with the vivid memories and reflections of four of our ex-service women who lived through the war. After almost 6 years of brutal war, Germany finally surrendered to the Allies and Europe erupted into jubilant celebrations. But for many women, the day was a tapestry of emotions, blending relief and joy with reflection on the profound changes the war had wrought in their lives. As we mark International Women's Day this month, four members remember the day. Janet's childhood recollections. Janet, who was 7 years old on VE Day, recalls the duality of excitement and fear during the war years in London. The frequent bombings meant nights in garden shelters, which she found adventurous, though she acknowledges how terrifying it must have been for her parents. On VE Day, Janet remembers being woken up by her mother. She says, "I got woken up and my mum put a scarf over my head as I had curlers in. We marched around the street. There was singing, but mostly I remember I was so embarrassed that I had curlers in my hair and that people would see them. A subsequent street party saw neighbours pulling their rations to create a festive atmosphere, complete with homemade hats and shared treats. The sense of community and collective relief was palpable." Nancy's mixed emotions. At 103, Nancy reflects on her time in the Auxiliary Territorial Service, where she served from 1942 and was later commissioned as an officer. Stationed at a gun site in Swansea, her VE Day was devoid of the typical celebrations. "I don't remember much about VE Day itself. We were told of celebrations in London and that people were drinking, dancing and singing. But for us on the gun site, we knew it meant no more work. VE Day was a day of mixed emotions for me. No drinking and laughter, but instead planning in my head and trying to work out what to do next." For Nancy and many women, the war had provided a newfound sense of purpose and independence. Its end brought uncertainty about the future and a contemplation of the roles they would assume in peacetime. Peggy's quiet contemplation. Peggy, then 23, worked as a linguist for the Women's Royal Naval Service, intercepting German radio traffic. For her, VE Day was marked by introspection rather than festivity. She spent the day with a friend, reflecting on the years lost and the uncertain path ahead. In her diary, she noted, "Yes, the war is over, but the agony has been so prolonged that it's rather an anticlimax." Evelyn's unbridled joy. Conversely, Evelyn, who joined the Auxiliary Territorial Service seeking adventure, described VE Day as one of the finest days of my life. For her, the day was a culmination of years of service and sacrifice, celebrated with unrestrained joy. She vividly remembers, "We danced, cheered, waved, laughed, cried, and sang our hearts out between Piccadilly Circus and Leicester Square, hugging and being hugged, kissing and being kissed over and over again." A complex tapestry of emotions. VE Day elicited a spectrum of responses from women across the nation. While some revelled in the hard-won victory, others faced it with contemplation, aware of the personal and societal transformations that lay ahead. Their experiences underscore the multifaceted impact of the war and the resilience of the women who lived through it. As we commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day, it's essential to honour these diverse narratives, recognising the profound contributions and sacrifices of women during the war and the complex emotions that accompanied its end.